Alrighty, got some time with Troy Dye. So a year ago, you were only a few months removed from playing high school ball down at Norco. Now you're one of the two players that got chosen to go down to L.A. for Pac-12 Media Day. Yeah. What kind of experience was that like?
It was definitely an eye-opening experience. I mean, I got to meet a lot of people. Me and Justin had a great time going down and talking to all the guys that represented their school and their communities. All of them are great guys, great, respectful guys. I mean, representing their schools well. I mean, we had a blast. I mean, whether it was both mine and Justin's first time on Hollywood Boulevard.
So oh, really?
We took a little stroll the first night we were in, and just had a blast with it. And during the media days, I mean, we just had fun with it and just representing Eugene and the state of Oregon the correct way. And we try to go out there and put the best step forward for the 2017 season.
Yeah, you guys seemed like you were having a ball. Now, sometimes you see a guy with your size, your speed as a freshman, it would be mostly they would play, you know, you're about 225, play linebacker in high school, switch to safety at this level. You kind of did the other way around. Yeah. Can you tell me about, you know, when you first got here last year, talking with the coaches, when you thought about that decision leading up to now you're going to be a linebacker?
Yeah, I came in last year. Coach Pelham told me that I had the option of whether playing the outside linebacker spot or the safety spot. And when they switched to the 4-3, when Coach Hope came in, they felt that it fit me best to play that linebacker spot. And I'm a team player, so wherever the team needs you to play, I'm going to play. I mean, if they would have wanted me to play kicker, I would have been the best kicker I could ever been. So, I mean, I just went there and played the way my parents taught me how to play, just full speed, and always give it everything all that I have in my tank. So I went out there and just did that.
Yeah, as a freshman, what do you remember that first game? You're starting. First, you were all over the place. Mm-hmm. You had 11 tackles. You were in the backfield, you know, running out in the field and getting your feet wet first time as a Duck.
I mean, it was definitely an eye-opening experience. I mean, the main thing I remember is running out of the tunnel, clearing the smoke, and just looking up and seeing full stadium full of yellow. I mean, it was really an eye-opening thing because you only see that kind of stuff on pictures, on YouTube, and you never really think that you're actually going to be there and playing in Autzen Stadium. So running out there for the first time was really an eye-opening experience, and then going out there and playing for the fans is just electric because, I mean, they're always cheering, always yelling, and it's just a grand old time out there.
As a freshman, obviously the coaches, but who were some of the guys that kind of guided you along, help you make that transition from high-level high school player to all of a sudden a starter in college?
I think all the linebackers did a great job. I mean, no one was selfish. No one was trying to say that I couldn't play. I mean, everybody was trying to push me to be the best player I could be, whether it was Johnny Reagan, a senior leader who helped me with the playbook, Jimmy Swain, who always tried to give me little nips and bits that he learned playing. You had guys like A.J. Hodgkins who came up with me, and we always trying to learn the playbook together. Danny Mattingly always looked out for me. And then Coach Pelham as well. He always tried to make sure that I understood what was going on, and he always had advice for me, and he kind of just led me along the right path, and he really helped me out a lot.
Now, obviously, with the coaching staff, the overhaul, now you're going to do your thing for new guys. What about this process? Now you're going to move inside, back to the 3-4. What kind of work did you have to do to the offseason to, I guess, prep for the new role?
I just had to just put on a little bit more weight, get a little stronger in my chest and in my arms, just to defeat blocks. I'm dealing more with offensive linemen, more on the interior type of stuff. So just build my strength up and just different reads, different keys. So I'm just trying to get in the film with Coach Levin and learn as much as I can and just better my game and just try to better the defense as well. Just try to just absorb all the knowledge I can from Coach Levin because he has so much knowledge coaching in the NFL, coaching in a Super Bowl, in the NFC Championship, stuff like that. He knows what it takes, and he's coached Pro Bowl players. I mean, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, he always talks about those guys. I mean, he's taught the best, and he's done at the highest level. So, I mean, just to learn from him and just try to absorb as much as I can and really buy into what he's talking about.
Yeah, for those who might not be aware, kind of just getting used to it, he's not only the coordinator, but he's also your position coach. And, you know, you get to meet him and you watch him, and it's like you almost need evidence that he actually sleeps.
Definitely.
But that attitude, that kind of, how contagious has that been throughout the whole team?
It's really contagious. I mean, the whole defense has really picked up on it because, I mean, he comes out every morning. Doesn't matter what day it is. Doesn't matter what time it is. He's going to come out with the same attitude and the same enthusiasm. He treats every day like it's a championship game and treats it like a Super Bowl. So, I mean, when you have to go out there and see your coach who's 60 years plus out there energetic and hyped up and ready to go, you have no excuse to really sit there and be like, dang, why am I out here early, this, that, and the other. I mean, you really got to go out there and just give it all for him and just lay it all on the field because he's only asking for that whole practice, just leave it all on the field, and you get a little break afterwards. So he's just asking for you to leave it all on the field, nothing too crazy.
All right, and finally, last thought for Troy Dye. Last season was a little rough. We hadn't seen a Duck team struggle like that since before you were born, actually. What's the confidence level that while it's going to be a process, there are no magical solutions, that the defense will be improved and contribute to kind of raising the team overall?
I mean, Coach Levis done a great job of just trying to get everybody to bond together and become one defensive unit, because that's what you need to do. You need to have 11 guys on the same page. You can't have 11 individuals. You
right.
need a collective unit. And I think he's done a great job of installing that in us and just really preaching the family atmosphere and really trying to get all the defense to meet together. It's not just a bunch of individual meetings. It's the team defense meets a lot together just to go over stuff so everybody can see what everybody's doing and understand what's really going on and understand where people are located and stuff like that, so you can trust your fellow partner and your teammate who plays right next to. And I think that's just, it just all comes down to buying into what Coach Levis talks about at the end of the day. If we all buy into his philosophies, I mean, he took a Colorado team who had a very bad two seasons before
sure.
he got there and took him to the Pac-12 championships. So, I mean, it can be done. So we just have to really buy into what he's talking about and really just try to stay on course. And really, if we all buy in, we'll have a great season this year.
All right. Well, we're just getting started. It was great mm-hmm. to get a chance to meet
Thank
with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time. Not only have a good season, but stay healthy.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, take care.